Let's turn now to local sports here on KNKX. Washington State University football coach Mike Leach caused a firestorm on social media. He tweeted out a doctored video of a speech by former President Barack Obama. His action and the response by the university are not sitting well with KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. It's the topic of his conversation this week with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, let's start with what happened.
Mike Leach, out of the blue, issued a tweet Sunday night that had a video on it of a speech that President Obama gave in 2014 to a group of international business leaders in Brussels. And propagandists manipulated his speech to make him sound as if he was opposite of the view that he had in the speech. And it had to do with Obama's view that ordinary people should be part of this dialogue, not that they should not. So the upshot was that Leach tweeted the video with the question, we should talk about how much governance we should have in this country. And people immediately spotted that this was a fraudulent video, and then the storm blew up from there.
That's right. The backlash was quick and fierce.
Yeah, it was remarkable because people said, this is wrong. It's a faulty premise because this video is a fraud. And Leach would not give in. He would tweet back to people. He said, oh, yeah, prove it. And it was clearly a fraudulent video. And by Monday, he said, well, the video, yes, it was incomplete. But let's still talk about how much government we want. And clearly, it had nothing to do with football. It had nothing to do with any current event. It was just him trying to provoke. Trying to troll. So the randomness of this just really upset a lot of people, and he received a huge amount of criticism, not only from followers online, but also media outlets that picked up the tale and said, why are you doing this? It made no sense whatsoever, even though it's certainly part of the American tradition of free speech. He's entitled to say what he wants, but to me, it was the kind of thing that detracts not only from Leach himself, but from Washington State and college sports. I'm not saying that he isn't entitled to say it, and he didn't invoke the name of his good friend Donald Trump or any of his policies. It was just randomness that was destructive.
Has WSU said anything about this?
Very little, and that's just about as bad as what Leach did. Washington State said in a statement that Mike is entitled to his own views as a private citizen, and his views do not necessarily reflect those of state officials. And to which I said, well, what is that going to do? I mean, they clearly are intimidated by Leach. He's running the show at Washington State, and that's really embarrassing, I think, for the school. Because he deserves some kind of admonishment. I think the school should have said that this is not part of what we do. It reflects poorly on the school. You know, and I think they should have suspended him for a couple of weeks. It's not a fireable offense, but it is something that if they don't check him, he's going to keep doing it. And since it was a public forum that he chose, he should be admonished in public.
Well, do you think this will have an impact on WSU football?
It's hard to say. I don't think a lot of boys are paying attention to presidential politics right now. Well, that could be changing, but I think it might be a kind of a tiebreaker issue. If a recruit has choices between two or more colleges that are roughly equal, something like this can hurt, and it can hurt for no reason simply because Leach decided to throw this out and see what happened, and it was reckless, foolish, and ultimately damaging. But again, that's Mike Leach.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.